In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We just concluded our flag football draft. NFL players will be available in 2028 at the Olympics. Goes along with all our Patriots conversation earlier. We discussed the Red Sox, another win without Alex Cora, who was the a-hole, the ump, Mike Estabrook, or Walker Buehler last night. Maybe we should have mixed Francisco Lindor in there as well. A lot of people pissed at him. You can go check all that out on the Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We'll get our flag football rosters up shortly at Jones and Keefe. Would You Rather, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. What do we have today, Billy?
All right, first up, would you rather have Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle or SGA and Jalen Williams?
Okay. So, I think mine actually has changed very recently, but I'm curious to hear
based
yours.
Off of last night?
Well, based off, I would say, the last handful of games, yeah.
I mean, SGA is not my favorite player to watch in the league. He's probably going to win the MVP. You and I both would vote for Jokic, but sadly we don't have votes.
Oh, no, I think it's...
He's going to be the MVP.
Yeah, it's probably a done deal, yeah.
That's tonight, right? I think they announced that tonight.
I heard Terps say it's tonight. Yeah.
I think it's tonight. Edwards is younger. Like, Edwards is a few years younger. Edwards is only 23. I think SGA is about to be 27. Julius Randle's already 30, though. So if you're factoring in, like, the second guy, I think I would have to take the Thunder's duo based on the season and what they're doing currently. But I really thought about this one because I think Edwards, if you're talking about guys that you would want for the next 8-10 years, Edwards has to be at the top of that list.
So, agreed. And we were talking about this a little bit before the show. Like, if Edwards wins a title and he's 23, 24 years old, and it's his first trip to the NBA Finals, it will blow up a lot of the narratives that had excused Tatum and Brown getting there. Oh, most guys don't win until they're 27, 28. Most guys don't win in their first trip to the Finals. Like, Edwards would blow a lot of that up. SGA is older, which makes it a little bit different. I never really got the Jalen Williams fascination, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
pretty good.
He's fine, but is he the number two on a championship caliber team? I never really felt that way. I'm a little more sold on him watching him last night, watching him in game seven, last round against Denver.
Mm-hmm.
His physicality stands out. He's a pretty well-rounded player. And so to me, if it was just SGA versus Edwards, I might go the other way.
Yeah.
Factoring in that second guy, I've come around on Williams literally in the last week. I would take the OKC side as well.
And also, I think in the NBA, it's tough to even predict long windows, even if the guy's young. Just so many things happen. There's like the second apron stuff now, but it's just like with injuries, like you might have to, even with young guys, you might have to be like, all right, what can you do in the next 3 years?
No,
like, what's
true.
Your 3 year run? And then you have to sort of reset after that.
I think that's fair.
All right.
Okay. What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather have Rafael Devers and Trevor Story or Juan Soto?
So, I know he's off to a miserable start. Soto.
It has to be Soto, right?
It's been a horrible start.
He doesn't run it out, but neither did Manny Ramirez. People are all over Soto.
Do you think Devers runs it out half the time? Are you kidding me?
No.
He flew out of the box yesterday with his home run.
He doesn't get caught standing at first when he smokes one off the monster often.
Yeah.
But he also plays half his games at Fenway, which is a little different than Juan Soto. Not to say the guy's never played there, but... Devers never loafs and never dogs it? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I would be a terrible Little League coach because I think sportsmanship and hustle are overrated. Like, I don't think if you're a guy that hits 40 home runs a year, if you don't leg it out to first every single time, like, I'm not going to lose my mind. Now, I know it's funny, though, and all the memes because this is a guy now making over $700 million. You'd think, hey, running down to first, you only have four at bats a game. So I get the pushback to it. But the reason why this question was there is, I know the massive long-term deal of Juan Soto, $700-plus million, but just this season, I think Devers and Story's salaries equal Soto's. So for this one-off, no, obviously, like long-term, it's a whole different thing. So to me, Story is kind of, he's just a guy. Like, he's a pretty highly paid guy. But if you had Soto in the scenario, you just put Meyer at short and you're fine. You don't lose anything and you might be better.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if your roster
would just fit together so much better.
It'd be way better.
Yeah.
It'd be way better. So I would rather have Soto.
I was looking some of this up yesterday. Soto has a much, much lower average and way fewer RBIs. But the home runs aren't that far off. The OPS really isn't that far off just from Devers. And he's off to a slow start. And Devers is red hot right now. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Soto by himself winds up with better numbers by the end of the year. And he's not a great defensive player. He doesn't hustle. Neither does Devers. And Story isn't even good. I would rather the Soto side. Now, I think a lot of people in New York are regretting that contract and don't feel good about that contract and the fit.
Yeah.
And I would acknowledge that it's gotten off to a bad start. But I'd wager on him having a better year than Devers from this point forward and ending up with better overall numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're both on the Soto side.
All right,
on
Soto.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather live in Oklahoma or Minnesota?
You've been to Minnesota, correct?
I have been. I spent 1 week in Minnesota during the Super Bowl where the Patriots lost to the Eagles. And so I spent many days at the Mall of America.
Nice.
I took in a T-Wolves game.
Oh.
The same game that Belichick was at.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yeah, Jordan was there, right?
Jordan must have been.
Sick brag, bro.
Yep, nice. No doubt. I was walking around like the ice sculptures, which just last for months on end because it is the coldest place on earth. I've lived my entire life in New England. Went to college in upstate New York. Coldest I've ever been is Minnesota.
That is
all cold temperatures. I would rather be cold than hot, but Minnesota, next level. Now, I've never been to Oklahoma.
Me neither.
So I looked up, what are the things to do in Oklahoma?
The whole state or the city?
Oklahoma, just Oklahoma in general.
Okay.
Now, I assume maybe you gravitate towards OKC or you gravitate towards Minneapolis or St. Paul.
Yeah.
So there's the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum.
Okay.
There's something called Bricktown.
Oh, Bricktown.
Yep. There's the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum.
Yeah, you didn't know that was there.
There's a lot of museums.
Yeah.
There's a casino. There is a botanical gardens.
Oh.
There's a cave house. Looks like a house that's looks like a cave.
Yeah.
There's like a beer tour. So I'd be in on that. And there's an aquarium. So without having been there, I think I'd choose Oklahoma.
Okay.
Centrally located in the United States.
I assume the way you were going to answer this was
Minnesota?
No, I've been to Minnesota, and it was awful.
That's
so
also
by
true.
Default, I'm going to Oklahoma. I mean, that's what I assumed you were going
to
say.
Risky, though, because at least know the highs and the lows
But you went to Minnesota and weren't in love with it.
Yeah, I mean, but like they have Chick-fil-A and Orange Julius.
you don't have those?
They have a roller coaster in the mall.
Yeah,
for God's
sakes. I do understand that. I'm not a roller coaster
That's
guy.
Not bad.
I would go OKC, just by default, because I don't want to be freezing cold in Minnesota.
Yeah, but it's just like, a bunch of, cowboys? Like, what's in Oklahoma?
I don't know.
Not much.
You just told me, yeah. I mean,
Minnesota has four pros teams, though.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's got the one.
Yeah.
Well, the Sooners count.
Yeah, you'd be a Sooners guy.
You could be a Gopher guy. Go to Minnesota, be a
Gopher. Or a Cowboy.
Yeah, that's way different.
Yeah, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, maybe you just...
That's true. Marcus Smart.
Oh, that's true. Oklahoma I thought you meant an Cowboys. Actual Cowboy. I'm like, yeah, you have to. You could just abstain from sports altogether and just be a Cowboy.
I think you'd have to be. Yeah, no, Oklahoma, these two markets, one of these teams is going to the NBA Finals, which the NBA can't be
enamored with. Be thrilled about that. Give me Oklahoma over Minnesota.
Yeah, I guess reluctantly.
Maybe in the summer, Minnesota's gorgeous. I don't know. I don't want to deal with the winters there.
Couldn't speak to
it. Don't want to do it. Okay.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's our last one, Bill?
Would you rather have two burgers, two dogs, or one of each?
Yeah, it's a brilliant question. Number one, because we have a barbecue starting up in the park here.
We're 24 minutes away from an outdoor barbecue.
Parking lot, I should say. Not the park, but right outside the studio here. Yeah, our street park out there. But also, many of you will be attending your cookouts, your barbecues for Memorial Day this weekend. I want one of each. I want a burger. I want a dog.
Yeah.
I want to, you know.
Experience all the flavors.
I want a full tasting menu is what I want, Keith.
I think it has to be both.
I don't want two burgers. No. Although I prefer burger to hot dog. I don't want two of them. I don't want two dogs.
Yeah.
I want, as you said, a little taste of everything. I want to fill out the palate.
I agree. I think it's a no-brainer. The one of each order is the greatest order you can have at a BBQ. One of the things, though, is if you're not the one running the grill.
Yeah.
You're taking a risk. You could have two overcooked burgers, undercooked burgers.
Nah, I hope Mike Thomas, earmuffs out there, Mike Thomas, because I feel like this is a...
No, I think it's going to be fine.
Okay.
I trust this experience. Okay. But I'm saying sometimes you go, or like the hot dog's all weird or whatever, you're like, at least if you have one of each, you're like, all right, even if one of them's bad, you're like, at least I have the other one. One of each is where it's at. That should be like the go-to order for everyone. You should almost assume when people come over to the house, it's going to be one of each.
I want one of each.
Yes.
Are you just having a burger? Are you just having a dog? No. I want one of each.
Just four dogs, please.
Four dogs?
Jeez.
If you're picking one, though, what are you picking?
A burger.
Burger.
Yeah, burger's the way to go.
Got
to
go burger.
Yeah.
Billy, what are you doing?
One of each.
Yeah, one of each.
And then burger over dog if I pick one.
Nick?
Probably the same, but if it's a good grilled dog... I might go dog.
That's what we're talking about here.
We're talking about good grilled dogs out there.
I think it's easier to burn the dog. So
I don't mind a steam dog, by the way. I feel like
you don't.
I don't mind a steam dog.
We would do steam dogs.
Team steam.
Team steam.
You're team steam on the dog.
I am.
Oh, I like the grill marks on the dog. The hot dog, not an actual canine.
Right.
I'm not a psychopath.
I think I might be team steam. I think I'm
no
with Billy.
No way.
Yeah, I was afraid to admit it at first, but now there's dozens of us. Yeah.
When we would do the old baseball,
I'm rejecting any hot dog.
Yeah, no.
Let's make that clear. I'll eat whatever hot dog you put.
But now, what is your preference?
Steamed.
Team steam.
No, team grill. It's not as snappy a name, but
Nick might. It's not as snappy a name. That works.
Nick's like, put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just make sure it's good.
Steamed over boiled.
Yeah. It's like raw, right out of the fridge.
Steamed over boiled. Agreed. Although I don't mind a wean boil. That's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah. You
give me a hot dog bowl.
Say it again.
Is that what we're calling that?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Your breath reeks of hot dogs.
So just a much unhealthier version of a hot dog.
That's right.
Can we leave? I'm starving.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. What do you think's going on out there? We can't get the cookout off our minds.
When we would do the baseball challenge many years ago, when I was younger, we would go to like a buddy's house and we would do one hot dog, one 16-ounce beer for every inning of the game. Mm-hmm. We would have
16-ounce beer.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge.
I didn't realize
it's a major league challenge.
I thought it was just a can of beers.
No.
16 ounce.
So I got the solo cups are spilling out. It's a mess. But we would have somebody just sort of work in the room. Then we would just be like boiling the dogs in there.
Uh-huh.
So, because rather than like running out to the grill, then that's a whole thing. Because you really weren't going for flavor at that point.
No,
you're
no,
just
no,
trying
no,
to
no.
survive.
No, no, it's just it's a survival situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to get through it, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Our guy Monty Mack, always ever useful
loves
in the Twitch
show.
Chat, yep. says burgers and dogs suck. Barbecue all day. That was great. Not part of the exercise, sir.
Great.
We get it. Brisket's better.
I like that. You show up to somebody's cookout and you go,
can you guys put these on?
No barbecue here.
Oh, yeah, you want,
ribs. Yeah. Yeah, cook this up. I brought my own steak.
Got my own brisket. Roll? You got 6 hours?
Well, she came yesterday. She came yesterday. Help yourself.
Yeah. I brought my own steak. Can you cook it for me? He's that guy. That's very useful. Would you rather Wednesday, every Wednesday here on Jones and Keith.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day.
Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.